This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
We got sold out, Wall Street got bailed out. We got sold out, Wall Street got bailed out.
Big business should pay a transaction tax.
We got sold out, Wall Street got bailed out.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Thousands of nurses in 17 countries held demonstrations on Tuesday, September 17th, to demand more funding for healthcare, poverty reduction, climate change, and help for developing countries. They called for the implementation of what has been dubbed a Robin Hood tax, a tax which would take from the rich and give to the poor. This very small tax would be applied to international monetary flows. Here is Roseanne DiMauro, the executive director of National Nurses United in the U.S.
There's a financial transaction fee that we're going to have Wall Street pay, and it basically says, just like working people pay taxes on all of their purchases, that these yo-yos who buy and sell and buy and sell our country should pay a minimum tax on that. A very minimum tax can amount to at least $350 billion that can go back to our communities, that can go back to jobs, that can go back to health care.
Union leaders say the financial transaction tax, the FTT, is necessary because multinational corporations have been taking advantage of globalization to avoid paying taxes. They argue that national systems of taxation are no longer effective enough, and international action, such as the financial transaction tax, is needed. Many countries are implementing the tax. For example, in January, 11 European countries, including France and Germany, will put the tax into effect. Many leading markets in Asia are also applying the tax. Countries such as the US and Canada are becoming the exceptions. I talked to John Evans about the FTT. Mr. Evans is the General Secretary of the Trade Union Advisory Committee of the OECD. The OECD is an organization of mainly economically rich countries. I asked Mr. Evans to describe the financial transaction tax.
Transaction tax's original idea came from an American economist who won the Nobel Prize, James Tobin, to put a tax of about 0.5% on all foreign currency transactions. The campaign, which has been really developing with significant success in the last 5 years, is for a much smaller tax, but a much broader range of transactions. So with financial globalization, the aim is to get governments to impose a tax, a relatively small tax. Various suggestions are there, but on average, something like 0.05%. So that's five cents on every $100 transacted to raise funding, to raise finance in the current situation by taxing transactions, but also to reduce speculation, particularly transactions on speculation on foreign currencies and derivatives, and reduce some of the instability overall in the global economy. So we feel it's an idea which has really now come into its own. It's reached a good time given the need to finance a whole series of priorities after the financial crisis, and is also something which makes the financial sector itself pay back some of the cost of the financial crisis itself. So it would raise funding, it would reduce speculation, and also be a fair tax by making the financial sector itself fund major public spending priorities at the moment.
How much money would be collected?
Well, it obviously depends what level it's set at and on what scope of transactions it covers, and then how widely it's imposed at the international level. But estimates by economists suggest that a tax of 0.05% on average, which is what we're discussing in the global labor movement, if it was imposed globally, could raise anything between $400 billion and $650 billion a year.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.